He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna talk about you.
No, no,
what?
No, no.
What they saying?
No.
Everybody gonna say.
Oh, okay.
You in Hollywood ought to put y'all stomachs together and make a horse ass.
No, she did not say that.
Who said it?
I don't know. And my stomach is going down. Actually, you know what? I'm going to eat prunes over the weekend because they say prunes have a lot of fiber.
You know, both of them got them little stomachs, y'all.
I like guys with a little stomach. That's perfect.
Well, I don't like no damn little stomach. No, I want it to go away,
who,
honey.
Who else could come up with something like that talking about put your stomach
Yeah, but I know everybody said that.
Nah, I don't know. Who said it?
Oh, horse ass.
Who said it?
Ebony.
Hollywood, who said it? Tell
Ebony.
Who said it? Ricky or Ebony?
Ebony.
You
know you said that, Ebony.
Yes, Ebony said it. I know she said it, honey. I know, because she said it yesterday, looking all at my stomach yesterday. I knew she was talking about it.
And it's talking crazy.
Yeah, you pregnant, Gary.
You know, Ricky, I'm not pregnant. This is the afterbird, but.
Cosby to Ebony.
But anyway, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America, y'all. It's Thursday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Okay, now I'm going to do this to you. You know, I ain't got about a second. All right, y'all. Jaleel White, y'all. We all know Jaleel White, a.k.a. Urkel from Dancing with the Stars. Well, baby, his baby mama, Miss Bridget Hardy, is speaking out, honey. She said, y'all, back in 2010, y'all, Urkel, y'all, she said he beat her. She said, and he cheated her. She said, he pushed her into the toilet. He said, and it broke. She said, they were driving in the car, and she said that he verbally abusive to her, and she said he pushed her implants and, honey, pushed her up against the dashboard in the car, and she said he called her white trash.
Huh? Her breast implants?
Her breast implants. Oh, wow. She said, baby, he hit her breast implants. She said he pushed her head up against the dashboard. She said that he was very abusive to her. He called her white trash and told her that she didn't have no money and that he wanted her to just leave his life. But she said that Urkel, she loved him. She said, honey, that he's a great father to their beautiful daughter, Samaya, which is 2 years old, honey. And she said, but a lot of people, he did not want a lot of people to know that he had a child. So she said, when he was invited to Michael Jackson's funeral, he didn't want to take her because she was 7 months pregnant. And he offered her $200,000. He told her to just leave and get out of his life, honey. She said, because he wanted to continue that Playboy image to her. But guess what, baby? Miss Bridget ain't sitting around sleeping, no dog. Which ain't nobody feeling sorry for. Right now, she hooked up with Rick Fox. So,
really?
What? Oh, yes, honey. So, baby, huh? She might not have that one black man, but she got another one.
Well, Gary.
What?
Steve Urkel didn't do that. It was Stefan.
Oh, it was Stefan. Well, it was one of them, baby. How dare he call that beautiful woman, that beautiful white woman, white trash, after he done sat there and impregnated. That was very rude, man. It must not have been Black History Month when he did that. But anyway, child, honey.
Oh, my God.
March Madness.
But anyway, y'all, let's keep Urkel Jaleel White lifted up in our prayer. And speaking of lifted prayer, y'all, I am sick of her. And hunt her love on top, Beyonce. Beyonce was spotted yesterday, y'all, walking down the street with her mama, Miss Tina, with baby blue ivy swaddled in that doggone fur baby sling. Why is this girl smothering this baby?
She's keeping her warm. Babies have to feel like they're still in the womb.
Right. But God, after 2 months, she's, what, 2-3 months later?
What, she wanted to walk? She can't walk yet.
But every time you see Beyonce, that damn baby is suffocating. She got that baby high. Let that baby see the light. I see little white babies in them little
cages. Alone.
Have you ever seen in Africa? They always had a baby strapped
up.
That's right.
They have them strapped up and we can see their face. Beyonce had that baby face.
It's warm
face
toward
her. Don't want the baby to catch a cold.
But I put the picture, Rocky put the picture right now, Beyonce with that baby and that dog on first swaddle, walking down the street. That baby is suffocating. The president said,
that's the way they did it back in the Bible days. Mary carried Jesus like that.
We saw
Jesus' face, Ricky.
Wrapped
in what?
Swaddling clothes.
Well, her baby's in swaddling damn fur, honey, but we need to see the baby face. Let that baby breathe. Let that baby see the light, honey. That baby will never see the doggone world with Beyonce always hiding the doggone face.
And he was lying in a manger because there was no more room where?
At the lake. No, there was no more room in the lake.
No room in the end, Gary.
Oh, it was the end?
Yeah, the Ritz Carlton.
I thought they said no room till late. The little boy Jesus was sleeping in the hay.
Away in a manger, no room for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his head. The stars in the sky.
What else?
Look down where he lay.
The little Lord Jesus.
Asleep in the hay.
Asleep in the hay.
I knew that much.
Oh!
The Lord.
Oh, that thing profound.
The Lord today, y'all, is a beautiful spring color. My Lord today is sleepy, darling.
Yes,
on
he
the
did.
High end, you say sleepy, darling. And on the low end, just say moth.
Yes, he did. Color.
We should say Easter speeches this year.
Yes, we should.
Away in a manger, no room for a bed.
I didn't know it was had room for a bed.
Yeah, some of y'all was born. Some of y'all was born in a hospital, but Jesus was born in a manger.
I need to go to our Easter.
Some of y'all had wig boxes, but Jesus. Head on the boat, Coach Shaw. Y'all better get